Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS fitness and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 12. Today's special guest is the founder of Dunk MS, an annual fundraiser that features a pro dunk showcase by the world's top dunkers, all in support of MS research and youth basketball. His mother ended up passing away because of MS at the early age of 49. With his experience and skill set as a former UCLA college basketball player, sports coaching, and entrepreneurial spirit, he founded Dunk MS with one mission on his mind: to find a cure for MS. The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast would like to introduce Blake Arnett to the show. It's an honor to speak with you, Blake. I'm really, really excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me here. I'm super excited.
So I got to ask you, I mean, it's all around us right now. How are you holding up with all the COVID chaos going on? To what extreme have you socially distanced yourself from society at this point?
It's been tough. Luckily, my fiance is still supporting. We've been here in our apartment, not going out much, maybe once every week or two, just to walk or go to get groceries. Crazy thing, we actually had to postpone our wedding.
That's insane, wedding. Man.
Yeah. So we decided to push out a year to next April and then get legally married as soon as we can in the courthouse, which we don't know when that'll happen. So I don't know, maybe June. But we've definitely stayed away from our family, unfortunately, but we've been video chatting with our friends, with our family, and just trying to be positive during this crazy time.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. I mean, at least as a consolation, you guys are able to officially get married. So I guess there is a bright side to it.
Yeah. We're definitely staying positive and, we have each other. So we're very happy about that.
Excellent. So excited for you guys. So
thank you.
I made a brief mention about your mother and the role she had in the creation of Dunk MS, but I know there's got to be a whole lot more to this story. Can you start by telling us about, you know, what kind of person, who was your mother? What was she like? And how did she help you shape you into the person that you've become today?
Yeah, she was a very strong Black woman. She had a tough childhood. So she was adopted at birth in El Paso, Texas. To a low-income family, didn't have much of anything, worked her way through school, was on the track team in high school, ended up getting a full academic scholarship to University of Texas at Austin, UT, and then went to nursing school there as well. So she came from really nothing and accomplished all that at a young age. And then she was a ER and OR nurse and also a top pharmaceutical sales rep at Amgen and at Merck. So they moved to Orange County when I was a kid, and she had an awesome career in that field. So it's just really inspiring to see her go from where she was in El Paso to buying her first house when I was 8 years old, working her way up. You know, we were in a two-bedroom apartment with me and my sister, a single mom. My dad was in the picture. They divorced when I was about three, but we've all had a great relationship. So it was really inspiring to see her go from El Paso all the way to owning her own home in Orange County, California.
Wow.
So much determination, grit, fight, and all that is I'm lucky to have that in me. And she never gave up. And that's the same way she fought the disease. So she really does inspire me every single day.
Yeah, I know it might be hard to draw back on this. So only if you're comfortable with sharing it, would you be able to tell listeners if you can remember, what was your mother's experience with multiple sclerosis? What was that like? Did it come on suddenly and out of nowhere? And what were your initial thoughts and emotions when you realized that she had MS?
Yeah, that's a great question. So she officially got diagnosed when I was a junior in high school in 2007.
Yeah.
It really came out of nowhere. It was really tough in the family. We didn't know what MS was. But, you know, she knew a little bit about it. She did more research on it. It was really a shock to us. But, you know, we were like, okay, like she has this terrible disease, but we can fight together. We're obviously here for her. I used to take her to doctor appointments when I was back from UCLA during the summertime. And I would meet, you know, her neurologist. I would meet some of her pain doctors and literally go to the doctor with her. Cause you know, she used to drive crazy on the road. And now she went from driving crazy and being in control to not being able to drive at all. Man. With it, you know, within a few months, maybe half a year. That's a little blurry. It was a while ago. I would say within a half a year or so, she went from driving to not driving at all. So, you know, she utilized myself, my stepdad, and my sister sometimes to take her to appointments. And there wasn't any Uber or Lyft back then either. So a bus would come and take her sometimes if none of us were around or available. So that was definitely tough to see that downhill kind of, you know, progress.
Yeah. Well, not many of us, especially those like me and a lot of people listening to the show, really want to ever consider or take an interest in or take the time to think about those worst case scenarios in our mind that MS can create. But it's with extreme sincerity I say this, and I'm terribly sorry that your mother was victim to one of these really bad case scenarios of MS, that, you know, the worst thing that could happen. But MS would go on to claim her life only 2 years after her diagnosis, right?
That's correct. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Did you and your family, did you see this coming? Did it change your perspective on life and your viewpoint on MS? I know these are really heavy thoughts and questions, but I think they could be really valuable to people listening.
No, of course. Unfortunately, we did not see it coming. I remember back then, and this is in 2009 now, she was taking 10 to 15 pills a day.
Man.
And I would help her take those medications and sort them out in her box, in her room. Stephanie, yeah, it was really hard. So I really remember it like it was yesterday, honestly. It was July 30th, 2009. I was back home for the summer from UCLA. I was training early in the mornings. You'd be happy to hear that. I was getting up twice a week at 5 a.m. to train with one of my trainers.
Yeah.
It was a Thursday. I remember it was a Thursday. I saw the light come on in the hallway. I heard my stepdad crying, and I came out. The fire marshal came up to me in the hallway upstairs, and he said, "I'm sorry." And I knew right then and there that she had passed, and literally felt like a punch in my stomach. I've never, ever felt a feeling like that in my life, and I haven't since. So that was it was a big shock to all of us. And another thing that I haven't really told many people, and I'll share with you and your listeners here, is I usually say I love you to my mom every night. Or I did, you know, when she was alive. But that night, her and my stepdad were in bed talking, like joking, you know, I was 19. I was like, oh yeah, like I want to, you know, get on the bed, get on my night. So I didn't, that night, I didn't say I love you to her. I was jokingly, I said, oh yeah, haha, funny, I'll see you tomorrow. But that night was the one night I didn't say I love you to her. And, you know, from that day on, I don't take any day for granted. I cherish my family, my friends, my fiance, to the fullest. And I just know any day, you know, you don't know what's promised the next day. So, I take that every single day with me, and what I do with Dunk MS and MS Heart of Hope and everything I do in my life, that changed me, you know, to answer your question. She was the rock. She was my best friend. But I know she's up in heaven and looking down and not in pain anymore. So we try to find the positive
right in
that. And we've learned a new phrase, the new normal. So we had to move on, you know, obviously in our lives and find a new normal, we were told. I was in bed for the 2 weeks straight after that. Just ate one meal a day. But we, you know, through our faith and our family and our friends, we, you know, took it on together. We actually became stronger as a family.
Yeah.
I know that can be really tough for families. They can either, you know, go apart or come together. Luckily, we came together and we've been stronger since that day. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Man, I really appreciate you being so sincere. Me want to share, you know, those insights, because that that means a lot to me, and I'm sure it really touches a lot of the hearts of the people listening. So thanks for that, Blake.
Of course.
So we're going to roll this on to some happier things, I'm hoping. And I want to talk about Dunk MS. It's such an amazing charity that you've created. But can you sort of talk about the idea of it? When did you start becoming motivated with the idea and starting this charity? You know, what was the seed for this? How did that happen?
Yeah, so after she passed, my mom passed in 2009, we were doing Walk MS and Bike MS as a family ever since then. From 2010, and then it just kind of hit me in 2017. I was like, this is awesome what we're doing with MS Society, but I have these other skill sets, like with entrepreneurship, sports coaching, and my basketball, you know, career. Why don't I create my own event where I can raise as much money as possible in her honor? And so that sparked something in my head in 2017. And for a whole year, I did research, I networked, I talked to the right people on how to create my own event. And then I came up with the name Dunk MS. I was like, oh, there's no event out there that is basketball related and MS related.
Yeah.
So I wanted to marry those two together, right? And create like a super unique event, that everyone could get involved in, from kids, families, from MS warriors to their families. And that's where it kind of sparked in me. And I did more research, and I saw nothing else out there is like this in the world. So why don't I create it myself and get my friends, family, everyone I know involved? And that's when we started. Our first one was May 5th, 2018.
Yeah, that's in
West LA.
So how did you go about recruiting people, you know, these dunk professionals, these dunk superstars? And what were your expectations going into the first event?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it was tough, man. So, it's crazy how the world works. So one of the pro dunkers, John Clark, I went to UCLA with. So I was actually friends with him, beforehand. He was a high jumper and a long jumper at UCLA. Once I did some research on pro dunking, I saw that he was an awesome pro dunker.
So real quick. Are pro dunkers, are they typically really good basketball players, or is that typically not the case?
It's a mix. Some do play basketball and become dunkers, and some are just super athletic and are creative and can be awesome dunkers. So it's a mix.
That's cool.
So I hit him up, and he's like, I told him, you know, I pitched the whole story to him, the whole event. And he's like, yeah, man, of course, like, I'm in. And then I used my other basketball connections to get in touch with Chris Staples, who's another big time pro dunker. And he connected me with a couple other guys. So it's a small, tiny community in the dunking community.
Yeah.
So once I got John Clark and Chris Staples, two of the best in the world at the time and now.
Yeah.
They helped me recruit a couple other guys, and the rest is history. So, it was really cool to see them buy into what Dunk MS is and what our mission is. And they've been on board ever since. Yeah. So, and expectations for your other question is, I didn't really have any high ones, right? It's like, this is a first time event. Who knows what will happen? But I definitely hustled and tried to get everyone I knew to be involved, you know, with donations, with volunteering, with partnerships. I guess internally, my goal was to raise 20,000 to 30,000, in our first year. And we ended up raising 45,000.
That's incredible.
In our first year. And I work full time in the startup world. So this is all part time. Me doing this with the help of my awesome family, my friends, and volunteers. So, I was super excited about it. It was awesome to see that day. And I also, fun fact is, I also proposed to Anna, fiance, that night.
That's after
the
cool.
event. So I was planning this huge event and the proposal. it was crazy.
You had your hands full.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Life is short.
Yeah, seriously. So what have your events been like? You've had two of them now. What's like, can you just describe like the energy level? Does the mission behind the event itself, does that bring a lot of the energy?
Yeah. So, we try to really get people excited about it. So to walk you through the event, we typically start in the morning around 9 or 10 a.m. We have a DJ there. We have a silent auction. We have raffle prizes. We have free tacos. We have sponsor tables, a photo booth. So it's the second you walk into the gym, or we kind of do two gyms. You see, you know, you hear the music, you're excited. You see all the basketball. You see, you know, posters, all that fun stuff. So that really brings out that energy to start. And then we have a kids basketball clinic for the first hour, hour and a half. And then after that is the main dunk showcase. So that's when the pro dunkers come out and do some really amazing dunks after the kids basketball clinic. Yeah. And then we have we have some raffle prizes. So we announce we have an awesome host. We usually bring in a MS expert to talk to the crowd as well. A lot of people there don't know much about MS. So part of this is to educate them and bring them into our MS community as well. That's a big really part cool. of our mission is to spread awareness.
Yeah, that's really cool that you're able to bring people from the outside to make them aware of this disease and, you know, how they can maybe get involved. That's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
So one of our most active members on the MS Fitness Challenge, especially our Facebook group, her name is Angela Gensler. And she's actually, I looked on your website, and she's actually featured there in regards to the MS Heart of Hope coin program that you've created. And I'm happy to announce that I've actually have just completed an interview with Angela that should be releasing in about 3 weeks. So I'm so stoked to get her on the show. But can you talk about the MS Heart of Hope coins idea that you came up with and how that program works?
Yeah, of course. So I thought of this idea 2019. I would say mid 2019. So my mom didn't really have any support groups or anything like that during the time of when she was fighting MS. So again, just like a light bulb in my head just came up. I was like, I want to not only obviously find a cure for MS, but I want to help those who have it now. How can I do that? And so I thought to myself, what is a physical thing we can give people? And actually through my work, we had these custom coins come in from an event that one of my colleagues went to.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, we can create a coin and give these to MS warriors to give them hope. I'm going to call it MS Heart of Hope. And so that really sparked my creative side into creating these coins. And we actually launched. So one of my friends is Drea. She is an MS warrior and she's a designer. So perfect fit. Drea helped me design these MS Heart of Hope coins. So we launched it on July 30th, 2019, 10 years to the day my mom passed.
Wow, that's so cool.
So that was it was a very special day, obviously. And then I wanted to obviously launch the coins on that day in her honor. So these are 2-inch gold coins that say MS Heart of Hope. They're very nice, very cool, very nice coins. And we give these to MS warriors for free. So in order to do that, I ask for donations from families, from individuals, or for companies. And whoever gives me that donation for a batch of coins, I'll put their logo on the back of the coin. So I created a whole video on what the coin is about, what it means. And we've already had six or seven companies, families, and individuals donate for batches of coins. We've already had 1,000 coins made and given out to MS warriors for free. Yeah. So it's been awesome to see that people really love it. We have our own Instagram page now, at MS Heart of Hope. We've partnered with UCLA Health and Cedar Sinai, both in Los Angeles. And so we've given those coins and, you know, so how it works now, we've given those coins to those MS programs and any new patients or existing patients that come in, those nurses or doctors will give them a free MS Heart of Hope coin.
That's really, really cool. So I got to ask you, this is when I ask this question, I mean this, you can answer it in the monetary sense, but what's the real, I'm going to go straight to, what's the sentimental value of one of these coins?
Sure. Yeah. It's really to have a physical reminder that we are with you in your journey in your MS journey. So I know a lot of people, some people are lonely. They don't have that support group, or they do and they want something to remind them every day. So on the coin, you know, you'll see it one day and other people will see it. Hopefully it says we're here with you 24/7, in your fight, you know, in your MS journey. So it's really to provide hope and knowing that you're not alone in your fight.
That's amazing. Well, I'm hoping that eventually we'll work something out and find a way to get people some of these MS Heart of Hope coins. They have the MS Fitness Challenge logo on them. That'd be so inspirational and so cool. Really excited for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I would love that.
So Dunk MS was recently featured in the spring 2020 edition issue of the National MS Society's quarterly magazine called Momentum. I actually received mine in the mail, and I was so excited scrolling through it, you know, that I saw your picture. I was like, man, this is so cool. I'm about to talk to this guy. But can you expand on some of the main highlights from that article and why you're excited about it?
Yeah, of course. We are super excited to be featured in the spring issue of Momentum. That was actually a year in the making.
No way.
So So I want to keep it under wraps for a long time. Because they push out their publication, their stories, you know, for a far, you know, an issue way in the future. So, this was over a year in the making, which was super exciting. But I believe the circulation is up to 1 million people publication wise, magazine and online.
That's incredible.
So it's huge exposure for Dunk MS. I'm super excited about. So I've been working with them on that for the last year or so. But they really tell a story of what we're talking about now. My story with my mom and how I founded Dunk MS, what we're doing, what our mission is, and just really bring awareness to the event as a DIY event. So that was the focus of the article. So they have a whole, I believe it's a 2-page spread with some awesome dunking photos of the kids, and our story for Dunk MS. So I couldn't be happier with the exposure we're going to get with the Momentum magazine feature.
I just love just getting to hear your story and just to hear that you're a living testament of what dedication and passion can really, the results that can bring.
No, thank you. Really appreciate that. It's I never would have thought we'd even get this far. So it's just crazy to live it.
Yeah. What is your ultimate goal then for the MS Dunk charity? What do you envision as far as growth is concerned for the next few years?
Sure. Yeah. So I definitely want to grow the event in Los Angeles for starters. My next plan down the road is in a few years or so, bring it down to Orange County, where I'm from, where I played high school basketball. I have some really good networking and roots down there.
I got to live there for a little bit in 2018. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I was in the San Clemente. Right in between.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Loved it. Beautiful area.
Okay. It's amazing. Yeah. I grew up in Laguna Niguel, which is just north of that.
Yeah.
So you know that is. Yeah. Beautiful area. My goal is to have it in LA and Orange County on an annual basis. And then from there, really grow it to the next city that makes sense, whether that be Vegas, whether that be in London. I have a couple contacts in London. So I don't know where, you know, really the future holds for it. I would love to do this full time one day.
Right.
That's really my ultimate goal. I guess we'll take it year by year and see how that goes, but, really expand it, you know, across the country, and the world, hopefully one day. That's the long-term vision because it's a super unique event. I think it's the world's only charity dunk showcase event.
That's so cool
out there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm super stoked and thankful that you're the one doing it, and it's slated to help support MS. That's so cool.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been an awesome ride so far.
So as your last questions, we're actually wrapping this up pretty quick, and it's been such a pleasure having you today, Blake. But I want to ask you, what life lessons have you gleaned from being a part of this huge MS community, this big MS family? What have been some of the more surprising elements of your journey thus far?
Yeah, I didn't know that the MS community was such a small world. It's so tight knit. I've been to a couple events where, you know, everyone knows each other. Everyone's just so nice and so warming and so welcoming. On the life lesson side, it's really to not take any day for granted. And really cherish every day, cherish your friends, cherish your family, sadly, it could be gone any day. Right. And it really emphasizes to me just the value and how precious life is. And meeting more MS warriors, they really bring out the positivity in life. They're in a disease or condition that they can't control. You know, it's just happening to them, right? Like any other, like on a disease. But the positivity that I've seen in everyone I've met is just tremendous, and it makes me want to do a better job for them and everything that we're doing for our mission. Because my life mission is to find a cure for MS, and I'm not going to stop until we have that.
Absolutely inspirational. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being on today's show, Blake. I got to tell you, I'm truly, truly inspired by your passion and dedication to supporting those who have this disease. Your mother's legacy is, I'm happy to say, is alive and well, thanks to your amazing efforts. I'm so excited to hopefully explore how the MS Fitness Challenge and your charity, Dunk MS, can maybe partner together one day and provide people with MS even greater opportunities and resources to advance their health and well-being. With that, do you have any closing comments?
No, just keep, I love what MS Fitness Challenge is doing for MS warriors out there across the world. I support you guys 100%. And I'm super excited for what the future holds and what we can do together. So, no, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. This is amazing.
Thank you so much, Blake.
Of course.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to tune into next week's episode where I will get the honor and privilege of interviewing Robin Brocklesby. Robin is an actively engaged member of the MS Fitness Challenge, currently supporting us, and she just recently spoke about MS at the University of Nevada's TED Talk event. Don't miss how Robin challenges the status quo of what many consider life with MS to be, a losing battle. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out MSFitnessChallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all the great resources we have for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and get plugged into our Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.